This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan's going to join us right after the break. Well, I hope right after the break. He should be here right after the break. There is quite a bit. There's all kinds of stuff happening on in the news in D.C., but one of the serious things that happened today, and already, as you can imagine, I shouldn't have to tell you, you already know what they're calling for. The California government tried to access a classroom, and we're thinking he was, well, they're thinking he was looking to kill children. The gunman killed four people. He wounded 10 others, including two children. Now, this quite hasn't been verified yet, whether it was two children or not. In Northern California, tried to access rooms in an elementary school to shoot more kids. Police said it at a press conference on Tuesday. The shooter was killed after the police opened fire at multiple random locations near Rancho Tejada Elementary School in the early Tuesday. Now, Tejada County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson said that one of the victims was a woman. The gunman was previously accused of stabbing in January. How he got near the school, all right? How, this is why I say to you, right away, people are calling for more gun control. How did he have guns to begin with? He stabbed a woman in January. Right? I mean, nowhere in this you see anything about mental health. School officials heard shot being fired about a quarter of a mile away, and the school went into a lockdown. Well, good for them, right? I mean, on it right away, which is very cool. See, you know, they train for this, believe it or not, on a regular basis. So it's good to see the training kicked in and people were, you know, aware of what was going on. Johnson noted it was monumental that school workers took action when they did because he believes they saved the lives of countless children. The assistant sheriff said the gunman rammed his vehicle into the school's fence and then walked onto school grounds with semi-automatic rifle with a protective vest on. After being unable to access a semi-automatic rifle with a protective vest on. After stabbing somebody in January. Now, after being unable to access the classroom due to the lockdown, it's believed the gunman became frustrated, went back to his car, and began shooting at people while driving. This gunman was bent on driving by residences and arbitrarily shooting at them, Johnson said. The guy was on a killing rampage. He was driving up and down the street shooting at passerbys. A mother who said that she doesn't know the gunman, but was just driving past him with her three children, was shot, police said. One of the children received a non-life-threatening injury, but it's unclear whether she was shot or if her injury stemmed from the shrapnel from the car door. More than 100 police officers are investigating seven different shooting scenes in the area. Right? Brian Flint told the Record Searchlight newspaper after the incident. His neighbor was the gunman. Now, I don't know. I always get a kick out of, be quiet, he's a good guy, he's a this, he's a that. Somebody knew this guy was off. The neighbor went on to say, the crazy thing is that the neighbor has been shooting a lot of bullets lately, hundreds of rounds, large magazines, Flint said. He made it aware that this guy is crazy. He's been threatening us. He asked, why didn't they call the police? Really, seriously, this is what I'm talking about. Nobody who's sane is shooting guns around in your, you know, shooting like crazy in your backyard, threatening people. I don't get it. Anyway, witnesses at the school described the multiple rounds being fired. Coy Ferrara told the KRCR that he was dropping off his daughter to school just before 8 a.m. when he heard the firecracker-like sound. The school secretary then ran out and told children to go inside because there was an active shooter. Right? Jeannie Quist, an administrative assistant at the Corning Union Elementary School District, said that no one was killed at the school, but a number of students were shot and wounded. The sheriff's office has asked the Department of Justice to investigate. Governor Jerry Brown said in a statement that he and his wife are saddened to hear about today's violence in Tehama County, which shockingly involves school children. We offer our condolences to the families who lost loved ones and unite with all Californians in grief. Not a word in grief. Not a word about prayer. Of course not. Vice President Mike Pence tweeted his condolences for the lives lost in the shooting and said, we commend the effort of the courageous law enforcement. We'll continue to monitor the situation and provide federal support if needed. And we will pray for the comfort and healing of all impacted. God. They're so afraid to say prayer. Because to them it's a joke and it doesn't work. But let's get back to already we've got people calling, you know, for tougher gun laws, which is hilarious. California, we have some of the toughest gun laws, like, probably in the country. If not the toughest gun laws in some areas, right? The toughest gun laws. I don't know. It's never going to stop. All right. This is an advertisement I've been seeing. This is going to go to my more to my Christian friends than others. No, it's not going to go to anybody. All right, we're up for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll hit some of this later on. David Bigo joins us in the second hour. Right now, Corey Duncan's going to join us. We're going to talk about all the issues of the day from, oh my God, God forbid, Corey's point of view. We'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really just being involved in the conversation. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things, and yes, it's a real number, gazillion and three things you could do. I know you've been waiting for this guy. I don't even know what to call him anymore. Because he tells me he's not from Baltimore, so I got to come up with something else, right? The teed-off guy from Texas. How's that? I like that one, though. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to go with that for now. The teed-off guy from Texas, Corey Duncan, joins us, as he does every week, to try to give us his perspective of what's going on in the world today. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, and again, if you don't give me some theme music one of these days, I'm going to come up with my own.
Music.
Seriously.
I already told you what theme music, but yeah, I mean, obviously, you haven't, you know, put it.
I haven't done anything. I know. I sit around
on
and do.
Just Christmas list.
Yeah, I'm telling you, on my Christmas list is a bag of 20s. I'll wait.
Well,
anyway,
let me say this first. I want to say a big hello to everyone in the chat room, Doretha, Larry, Jen, everyone. Thank you for continuing to support all podcasters, broadcasters, and especially my main man, Xander, Angie Bellis, and my main man, Joe Messina, who I got my start. Always listening to him every night because he tells the truth and keeps it real.
I always love when the producer goes, are you going to have him on again? Yeah, I had a lot of fun with him.
Well, I'm a public nuisance, so
yeah,
I'm like
well,
them to get
yeah,
stuck in your shoes.
Join the club. Grab a number, join the club, all that fun stuff. All right, so a lot of crazy things going on in the news. A lot of things happening quickly in the news. One of them being, as you know, Judge Moore. You know, he's got all these accusations coming at him. Now, I caught a lot of heat the other night because the first thing I said was, look, last I checked, we still live in America. And you're innocent until proven guilty. You're not guilty until you've proved to other people that you're innocent. So I'm curious as to your take on this. And what should what should Judge Moore do?
Well, my personal opinion is that the deck is kind of stacked against him. You know, we all do things in our life, and we're kind of ashamed about it, especially when we, you know, travel the road to try to run for office or, you know, anything that has to do with the public, because, you know, they get, you know, with the internet and everything now, they dig up not what you did good, they dig up what you did bad. And they know everyone, all of us have skeletons. No one is without skeletons. But I would say, if I was him, I said earlier today that I would just drop out. But then I thought about a little while after, and no, I wouldn't drop out. I would stay in there. I mean, look how many Democrats has got caught doing this, or got caught in the mix, as we say in the hood, got caught in the mix. And, you know, you just had to ride it out. I mean, it's a political game. I mean, my question is, as I was telling you off the break, you know, Tammy, that why is it that they didn't come forward? I mean, he hasn't just started being a politician. So why, when now he's like, you know, why, you know, the timing does not add up. Not to say that the young lady isn't faking or anything or like that, because I don't know all of the facts and figures. But I would stay in the race and roll a dice and see what happens, because who knows? He still might get elected, but the Dems want him to drop out because they know, you know, as Sammy was saying, that it's a W for him if he drops out. So I would just stay in there, fight, and you never know. If you do all that fighting, most voters will be like, well, okay, well, it must be, maybe it's some truth, or maybe, you know, they're talking about that he's barred from the mall and that they was told to watch him and this and that. I'm like,
he's barred from the mall, but nobody can prove it, and nobody knows where it came from, right? So my comment is this, and let's be clear, because if I don't be clear, they think I'm giving the guy a pass. If he's guilty of this, okay, he needs to go to jail. He needs to go to general lockup, and, you know, he needs to become Bubba's buddy, if you know what I'm saying, okay? I'm okay with that, especially where, you know, he took advantage of these kids, 14, 15, whatever the ages were. So let's just get that clear. But the bottom line with this, we don't know how much this is true. And I'll tell you what, Gloria Allred praised that woman out. Was it yesterday? I mean, right away, don't the antennas go up and you go, okay, wait a minute, Gloria Allred found a woman? Give me a break, seriously.
Right. And see, that's the problem I have with this, is the fact that, you know, a lot of people do a lot of bandwagon jumping. And like I always say, you know, everyone should take and do your own research before you start saying anything about anything. And you know, because you have a lot of people that just watch local news, local media, or whatever, and they jump on the bandwagon and stuff like that. And the whole thing with it is, if you're going to do that, and not, you know, that's all not rush to judgment. But, I mean, it's just certain things that's just out there, and it's funny how certain politicians won't say things about anything dealing with their party, but, the whole thing of it is, let's just wait and see, and if I'm him, I just ride it out, because, you know, it's funny how the Dems want to attack this man, but Bill Clinton got caught red-handed several hundred times, but you see, we should just blow that off. So
with the woman he raped came out today and said, yesterday, and said, look, if you're going to do all this, if you believe this stuff to be true, then, okay, it's time that somebody investigates Bill Clinton. Why? Why does he always get to go free? I think it's a valid point, number one. Number two is the on the Moore thing, most Alabamans will still vote for him. And not because necessarily they believe he's a good guy, but they say they don't trust the media. Look at the media has done to themselves.
Right. They're going to trash anything anyway. You know, I heard someone talking about something earlier. It was a commercial. And this guy was talking about the get-together. I forgot what his name is, but he's a real jerk. And he was talking about get-together for impeachment of Donald, President Trump, because he's trying to say that he's crazy or that he's inept to be in office mentally. And I'm like, really? 8 years of Barack Obama, and you want to talk about somebody that's mentally inept or can't figure out what sex he is, or figure out who he is or whatever, and you want to talk about somebody talking about that this is a man that has the nuclear codes, and I'm like, really? Who gave the Iranians how many billions or trillions unfreezes it and then let a whole lot of drug dealers and everybody else and murderers into the streets, right? Gives them a pardon before he leaves office. Okay, but Donald Trump is, you know, President Trump is insane. Really?
Oh yeah, and the rest of those, yeah. don't even get me started. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. I mean, I got 1, 2, 3. I got about 6 or 7 stories I want to go over with you, but I'm sure you got some things that you want to unload on as well. I can already feel it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Our teed off man from Texas. I'm going to get this right. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
What is this group called? You don't even know.
They you right? You know who they are? Sting? Yeah, really? He sounds like he's got his belt too tight.
Or that the album is moving too quick.
Police. The Police. Policia.
There you go, right? So, what? Look, I never paid attention to that. The only reason I like that song so much is it sounded like somebody was sitting there at the record player. Yes, the record player. And was spinning the album faster while he was singing. I used to do that when I was a kid just to make my dad crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. You ever hear Frank Sinatra when he sounds like a chipmunk? It's really, really funny. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Go to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, Volume 1. I'm a second one soon to come out, I'm telling you. It's bubbling up inside. It's going to come out soon. Always a pleasure to be with you. Let's get him on with us. Let's try this one on. Our teed-off black man from Texas is with us tonight. Always great. At least he's laughing. And he's not yelling at me, so I'm getting close. I can tell. Always a pleasure to have Corey Duncan with us. And, Corey, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure to appear, and thank you for all of the love for the Lone Star.
The Lone Star, yes, that's probably true at this point in time. The only guy on here that means anything. So, yeah, there is, again, a lot happening in the news. The Jeff Sessions, and we'll get back to more in a little bit. I think. That's going to have to play out. The Alabamans are willing to vote for him because they don't trust the media. They don't trust the reports. They don't trust Gloria. They've done this to themselves. So even if the man was a mass murderer, they've done this to themselves. But the other guy that irritates me to no end is Jeff Sessions. Who knew he was going to have no spine? Right?
I think from watching the hearings and watching him testify, Jeff Sessions has got a lot of problems, and you can kind of see that the White House is starting to lean a little away from him because, you know, all of this other stuff, all of these guys, you have to understand how things work in politics, and especially when things happen and they happen in your department, you have to have a way to either spin it or you have to have a way that, you know, it's like having musical chairs. You have to have some way to sit down when this all hits the fan, because eventually it's all going to hit the fan. Now, the question is not whether it's going to hit the fan. The question is, will you have a way out? And as we all know, in life, you need to have a way out instead of, you know, believing what people say that, oh, you can just weather the storm or whatever like that. So, you know, he looked like he was real upset. I mean, that he had fielded a question. And I think one of the Democrat people that was just like beating him to death, they was asking him, you know, had you ever talked to the Russians? And he said, well, he's starting to stutter. And then he said, well, no, I was talking to the ambassador for Russia, an ambassador of Russia. And I'm like, why not just say, okay, if you talk, you know, explain your answer instead of letting them ask you a question and then they answer it for you in the way they want you to answer it. So, you know, I was kind of a little livid about him, but, you know, he's an old man. Maybe his PR skills aren't too good. So, you know.
Maybe. No, his PR skills, he always looks like he's searching. Yeah. He's not ready. He's kind of searching. And look, you know what I would have said? No, I've not talked to any Russian about official business, but I always end up at an event where you got a Russian ambassador or a Russian caterer. I mean, where do I draw the line here? It's kind of thing.
Well, I
would throw it back on them.
That he talked to the ambassador. So
right.
I'm like, okay, so what he's trying to do, he's trying to spin the question, but instead of him realizing what, you know, a lot of people, they understand questions, but it's how you answer them. It's what keeps you out of the storm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. No. I look. I agree with you. Okay. A couple of things I'm going to have some fun with you on. I don't know if you heard about the Democrat Congresswoman arrested. She's facing 357 years in prison, and the reason. I mean, I always love it. She is a African American female. Where is she from? Come on. Round was neither ended the trial nor acquitted her. I had this up on my screen. It's gone. God bless America. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves and I'll work it out. Congressman.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. You talk to them and I'll look it up. She's Representative Corrine Brown. Do you know her? Do you know of her? You
want to
look her up?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know her?
The name gave me an instant headache. Gave me an instant migraine.
Florida. Oh, she's from Florida. Oh, she's with that other whack job. They go in groups. She's a Florida woman. I love this. She's got a big furry black hat on, big furry coat, and she's from Florida. Anyway, she the judge ruled at one point that Brown was neither entitled to a new trial nor acquittal on her jury conviction, and the lawyer argued that the client had not received a fair trial because one of the jurors had been dismissed after confiding to another juror that the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that Brown was innocent. So, wait a minute. All that means is you got a juror that's a little off between the ears. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Well, there's someone that, I mean, a lot of these whack jobs, and that's exactly what they are, they're whack jobs, and they come on TV and they say all this old weird stuff that the Holy Ghost. Okay, why in the world would you take and use biblical things or biblical words or use anything that has to do with the Bible for someone's, whether they, you're not judge or juror, you know, I don't know why people believe because they read a couple of verses of the New Testament or whatever, that I'm the past judgment on you or whatever like that. And especially if you walk around with a cowboy hat on looking like a clown or whatever, and she has no idea what it makes her look like. But then again, you know, as my mother would always say, empty cans make the most noise. So, you know, go figure.
But this is another one of those things where the news didn't and hasn't continued to follow this. Right? The charges were linked to a foundation called the One Door Education Foundation. It's a Virginia-based group founded in 2011 that solicited donations to help with things like scholarships and what have you. But prosecutors say that the group was a scam. It raised $800,000 in donations, and it went to either Brown, Simmons, or the group president, Carla Wiley. So there was nothing Nothing went to the kids as usual. You know, but we're the big frauds. We're the big bad people, according to it's just amazing to me. It's just constantly repeating.
You know, well, we're always going to be made out to look like the crazy ones or whatever like that, or you know, because we stand for something. We stand for you know, nobody's perfect, but we stand for truth. We stand for the country and our family and everything. You know. It's just that these people, they just have, you know, that's why you get the total lostness, like in Baltimore City and Detroit, Chicago, these other major cities that have, you know, Baltimore, they're up to 306 murders. Wow. And the thing of it is, it's just constantly, every day, the mayor makes excuses. And I'm not just picking on Baltimore, because I had someone say, well, you're not giving the people in Baltimore a chance. And I'm like, I don't have to. I'm like, you got the local media trying to pull the wool over people's heads saying, well, we went a whole week without a murder or whatever like that. That's a lie. They're cooking the books. If you want to, go to tune in and listen to the scanner on there for Baltimore City Police Department, and you'll see that they're cooking the books. But they think that you're stupid. See, you know, one thing people will understand with me, and a lot of the close friends and people that's listening to this broadcast know, one thing that irks me the most is when you try to insult my intelligence. And I can't, that's why I do not know how half the people sit and listen to the local news. Is either the weatherman getting paid six figures and he's telling a lie, when you can just look outside and see what it's doing, raining or snowing. Or you got the local media that sits and edits everything so it will be liberal when it comes on the TV, and everything that goes on, we're going to blame Trump. Baltimore City is in a crisis, in a murder crisis. And they need the federal government. And Trump said, the devil with them, says you don't want to lock up illegal immigrants. Illegals that are here, I will cut your funding, your federal funding. And that is, I believe, that is one of the big reasons why Baltimore is having the unlimited crime that they have every day and night. And it's happening in the daytime and nighttime. And I find anyone that's in the middle of the Midwest land, if you had to come to Baltimore, pick somewhere else, because the city is in a crisis. And everyone's trying to point their finger.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan will be with us on the other side of the break. I have him locked in a room. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website. Give me your email. There's a place there you can put your email address in. You can be part of the club. Click on Patreon. There's a Patreon button there where you can, for a cup of coffee a month, that's all. Just give up one, and I can see you. You can give up two cups of coffee a month, I can tell. Anyway, give up some coffee every month. You know, put it in my pot here, over here. You know, I'd like to have a few bucks. I'd like to have a few of your bucks anyhow. And it helps us. It helps us push the show forward. Helps us make sure the show's going to stay on the air. We're not going off next Tuesday, so don't spread any rumors. But as long as you contribute, as long as you're part of, it helps me know that you want us around. Seriously. And it helps my sponsors know that you want us around. But let's get right to it. I always enjoy having him on the show. I think we have a good time together. I don't know if I really care if he thinks we have a good time together, but our teed off black man from Texas joins me as he does every week. Yes. Shh. He's gone through a name change. Corey Duncan joins me, as he always does every week, to take on issues from his perspective. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, always a pleasure to appear, and I would like to also thank everyone, all of the loyal supporters of the Real Side with Joe Messina, and also my supporters that chime in every week and listen to the both of us. Also, I want to say a big hello to my daughter, Cornessa. They are Duncanville Panthers are playing Plano tonight, and hopefully they're kicking butt or whatever. The queen of the court, the queen of the Lone Star girls basketball.
Now, wait a minute. That's your daughter. You know what? You're a little biased, don't you think?
I don't think I'm a little biased. If you go to ESPN.com and look up, I think that'll say just about enough.
Oh. You may, you know, if she makes it big, you might be able to live that life you want to become accustomed to. Seriously.
Well, I got three shots at it right now. The first shot, it was good, but the other three, I'm waiting on that so I can retire. But I'm not going to put that on them. Like I always tell my children, that's your dream, and I don't push them to do it. You know what I mean? That's what you want to do, do it. Whatever you do, just make sure you're successful at it. That's all I care about.
You know, we were talking to, well, here, I'm going to throw this one at you. I don't care. I always have fun with you when I blindside you. There's there are four words in the oath that is making an immigrant change her mind about becoming a U.S. citizen. And not only that, which I didn't think this was possible, but she's suing the government over it. And, I love people come here, they study, they understand what we're all about. And here's what she's having trouble with. Let's see if you can... Well, I was going to ask you, but I'm not going to. You know, she is having trouble with the words, "So help me God," in the Oath of Allegiance in the United States. So she doesn't like it. She doesn't want it there. She was going to sue. So, but here's the thing. Who is going to really take the time to sue and lose all that money, because that's what you're going to end up doing, taking this to the court or the Supreme Court or what have you? And there's only one person. Before I even saw the end of the story, I knew who took this on, because we've done stories about him before. Michael Newdow has been suing the government for years to remove "under God" out of the pledge and other things. He wants it off the money. He is just one mad, aggravated atheist who won't give up. And he hasn't won yet. So, I mean, what do you think about this? Here's somebody coming into our country. They want to be a citizen because they love our way of life. And our way of life, whether you atheists want to hear it out there or not, our way of life has everything to do with the foundation of God.
Well, first of all, what I'll say is that we all know that we're living in troubled times right now. And you're going to have a situation where they're going to have people that's going to pretty much attack anything that has any kind of morality or liberty or whatever, or even honoring God, because you have more people that are socialists, and this is the difference between a liberal, a socialist, and someone that's just hell-bent. You know, you have to understand how these people, and the Democrat was what I was trying to think of saying, that this part of it is the socialist part, where you don't want God in anything, and most of these people are atheists to begin with, and then they come here, but they come here and they want this way of life. But really, you have to look at the person: are they here for the right reasons? Are you here because you want to live a good life, or are you here? You know, you have to understand the pretenses of some of these people, their background, that they have never probably had any God. They don't know who God is, and before you can even start to speak on God, you have to have a relationship to some degree. All of us have seen, all of us have heard something about the Almighty. But the thing of it is that when your time comes, you come before him, and you're crying and whining and wondering why he can already send you to hell, he's going to say, well, you heard the word. That's what we call in church. You heard the word, and you didn't want to obey. So my thing is not jumping off the subject we were talking about, but you have to understand, a lot of these people, they come here and they get hooked up with these crazy liberals, and most of them are they don't have any God in them. Look how they live their life. Look, none of us are perfect, but you have some of them, they don't know whether they're a man today, a woman tomorrow. And I'm sorry, I know somebody's going to probably say I'm homophobic or whatever like this, but it's not the point. That you can live any life you want to live, but the thing of it is that, because guess what, you have the answer for at the end of the day. Not Corey, not Joe, no one. You know, you have to answer for for that. But it doesn't mean that it's right. And that's what the problem is. A lot of people need to be introduced to a lot of things. They come here and they see the way of life and they want to be a part of the way of life. And then taking about the thing about taking it off the currency and stuff like this, that, you know, that's more of a world government, George Soros type people where they, you know, they want, on one hand, I love you, but on the other hand, you know, I was just talking to someone the other day about Oprah Winfrey and how she has her school in Africa and do this. But in the same breath, you and Bill Gates said it was okay 5 or 10 years ago or 15 years ago. You said it was okay for Africans to die of AIDS to bring down, to have population control.
Wow.
And these are the same people. And these are the same people. And I'm just like, you know, how do you follow people like this? Really? They're beyond so.
Well, they conveniently either ignore, forget, or won't acknowledge that that's what's happening. And that frustrates me, too. It's kind of like they selectively choose what they hear coming out of somebody's mouth, right?
Oh, yeah. They're like a lot of older people. I know my mom.
It'll be nice.
But you know, I always tell her sometimes, you know, you have selective hearing. You hear what you want to hear, but the stuff you don't want to hear, she'll smile and say, yeah. They're like, oh, I hear what I want to hear. But you know, the rest is just, you know, it's in the same token, that's how it is. I mean, these people, they see that what's going, you know, that's like, how can you talk about the gentleman in Alabama that's running, but yet Bill Clinton does it, he gets caught, popped, and everything else several hundred times, even before he was president, and the thing is, he keeps beating the charge, and it's like, okay, you know, how do you see this, but you don't see this? You know, I mean, that's like real quick. How do you go for gun control when mass murder is happening in these cities every day and every night, and people are afraid to even go outside or even, they, you know, too afraid to even go to church or work? And like I keep telling people, it's the master plan is to turn all of us against each other, and that's why it's not always the government. Things are gonna happen. You're gonna have mass killing, but the way they publicize it is making these people even more amped up. And trust and believe, and I'm going to say this again before you get off here, guns don't kill people, people kill people, and that's what the issue is. So everybody that's coming at the RA-15 or my AK-47, let me tell you like this and stuff. I'm not giving nothing up, because guess what? The gun didn't kill them, the people killed them. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Yeah. No, and the more and more, I talked about this last week. I said the more and more they want to take God out of stuff. They want to belittle who you are. They want no foundation, girl, boy, man, woman, whatever. You know, babies in the womb aren't babies. They're just little globs of protoplasm with cells that really don't mean anything yet. So you got no God, no value, no anything, and then they wonder why a 14-year-old or somebody like this other nut job goes into a classroom and starts shooting up people. Why? There's no value. It doesn't mean anything. Right?
That's right.
I mean, look at, you talked about it earlier, Chicago. They're averaging 2 to 3 killings a weekend. They average 12 to 18 people wounded. So you know, you're talking 30, 40, 50 rounds shot every weekend in Chicago, one of the toughest places on the planet to get a gun.
But they don't want the federal government to come in, because if the federal government comes in, they want to play politics. And that's why you see the action and the things going on in these cities. Point blank. The police, like the police, Baltimore City Police Commissioner is a lapdog commissioner. And that's why they have the problem. Their problem is not the police. Their problem is the politics. And you can't ask a police officer to be a politician when you're dealing with homegrown terrorists and animals. Point blank.
I like the animals part. Where can people find you? Quick.
Corey Duncan on Facebook. Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. I'll be posting tomorrow for a part, not a part, but yeah, a rant in the podcast at 12 noon sharp. Check me out.
Oh, cool. And on your Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm Joe Bacini, your host for The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far in the next hour. David Vigo joins me. He's my SEIU slayer. Seriously, you're going to love him. You did last time. I hope you will this time, too. We'll be right back.